See, your king shall come to you, a just savior is he, meek, and riding on an ass, on a colt, the foal of an ass. This same Savior then says directly to us, he says, take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am meek and humble of heart. In the collect, the first prayer of today's Mass that we prayed together, I prayed reflecting on the abasement of the Son of God who came to be one of us. And so we see that the virtue extolled in the readings and the prayers of the Mass today is that of humility. And it's a virtue that I don't think we get. I don't think we understand it, because very often we think that humility is to think less of yourself. It's to just say, oh, I'm so dumb, and nobody wants to be around me, nobody should want to be around me, I'm just the worst. That's not it. No, humility is not thinking less of yourself, it's thinking of yourself less. It's not having yourself, and especially this, not having your image as the central aspect of your life. And our Lord shows that it is the way to rest. Right? He ties it to rest. He says, come to me, all you who labor and are burdened, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am meek and humble of heart, and you will find rest for yourselves. Now, how is it that humility gives us rest? How? Because carrying a huge ego is tiring. It is so much work to carry the burden of pride. To have as your life's work, controlling who you are in the minds of every other person you ever encounter. Man, that takes a lot of work. It's tiring and it's joyless. To constantly have as our number one priority, ooh, what do they think of me? What are they thinking right now about me? What are they saying about me? Or how are they responding to what I say? Are they liking it? Are they digging this or no? It's a burden and it's killing us. Because we can spend so much of our time and our energy focused on what people think of us, what image of ourselves we're projecting, what kind of idol of that image we're making. So much of our energy can go into covering up our flaws, trying to make sure everybody thinks that we've got it all put together. So much of our time might be, you know, a little gossip here and there, you know, so that in the rankings we can rise and others can fall. So much of our time and energy goes there, and who here is well rested? It's not me, and it's not just because yesterday was 4th of July. It's because there's this burden that we carry, and our Lord wants to free us. And he frees us with this glorious virtue of humility, which is nothing other than a shift of focus from myself, my image, my reputation, what others think about me, to the Lord. That meek one who is humble of heart, to shift my attention to him. And instead of focusing more on myself, my reputation, my accomplishments, my talents, or my faults, my failures, my flaws, instead to just focus on the God who, in spite of the whole cocktail of victories and failures that is my life, loves me. To focus more on his love than my failure. To focus on more on who he knows me to be rather than what all these other people think of me. Because I can torture myself to no end thinking, oh man, what do they think of me? And then I can go into that other torture chamber of looking in the mirror and saying, oh man, what do I think of me? But at the end of the day, you all don't know me. Nobody does. I don't know me. I still do things that I just do not understand why I did that, why I said that. I'm still a mystery unto myself, and yet God does know me. So, total waste of my time to concern myself with what do I think of me and what does everyone else think of me. But the best use of my time and the only thing that will ever give me true rest is to focus on who does he know me to be and who is he calling me to be. Resting in that identity of the God who knows me through and through, loves me to the core and calls me to complete flourishing. That's what humility brings. And so that's what we ask the Lord for this week. We ask Him for the grace of being able to shift our focus into that humble vision of looking at the Lord, asking Him to reveal to us who we truly are, rather than focusing on what people think of us. And if we can shift that focus, if we can gain that virtue of humility, then maybe we'll also be able to find that rest that we're constantly seeking.